Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 21. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Hokana is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The scripture reading appointed for this day is recorded in the 10th chapter of Deuteronomy, beginning at the 12th verse. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring for them, you above all peoples, as you are this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of gods, the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who's not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving them food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and hold fast to him, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. This is our text. Well, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to repeat again a couple verses from Deuteronomy 10, which is the basis for our meditation. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the highest heavens, the earth and all that is in it. Yet on your fathers did the Lord set his affection to love them, and he chose their descendants after them, even you above all peoples, as it is this day. You know, we have differing relationships, and Moses is telling the children of Israel and us this morning about a new and unique relationship we have with the God of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of all. Now, differing relationships is something that we have in our lives. And we all share this and understand this. Having relationships that differ are healthy. Now, here's what I mean. Not long ago, I was at an LWML event. And when I encountered the ladies of the LWML, I see them as warriors. I see them as women of deep and abiding faith. Women who navigate through some of the most challenging events life can throw at you. Absolutely amazing, the stories they tell me one-on-one. And they persevere through these. Their deep, abiding faith and promises of life in Jesus cause them to glide over the dramas and traumas of life. They walk with Jesus, and I hold them in deep respect, a powerful example for all of us. And I suppose on the other end of the spectrum are members of my own family. Last weekend, I spent a great deal of time with my two granddaughters. One is 4, the other is 2. They have no fear. Their latest mandate is that Grandpa pushes them high on a swing. Then when the swing is at its absolute zenith, I am to run underneath it as fast as I can. They holler and laugh with such delight. I relate differently to these balls of blonde energy than to other people. I play tag. I lift them above my head. I growl at them like an old bear as we chase each other around the playground. We delight, and they shriek with joy as I heft them in the air. Lots of hugs, laughter, and plenty of sore muscles. Now, there are other family relationships. I think of my parents. My time with them requires touching and lifting. I assist in touching up around the house, mowing lawns, cleaning bathrooms, and doing chores. And of course, there's my wife, the epitome of Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. I call Mary my Proverbs 31 gal. Mutually loving, encouraging, financially savvy, supportive, navigating both of us through life. Now, I could go on about different relationships, but you get my point. Diverse relationships have different requirements. So it's not unfamiliar to you to understand various roles of grandparent, a spouse, a child. And so Holy Scripture comes to us this morning, and it's clear about our relationship to God and His relationship to us. Look again at Deuteronomy chapter 10, and it says, this is what it says about how God expects you to be His people. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways and love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and His statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good. And so God, the eternal God, for reasons we cannot fully fathom, chose the children of Israel. He brought them out of Egypt, defeating repression and brutal slavery. By His own hand, as such, He asks nothing of them. By His own hand. And yet, He rather demands. He demands a unique and special relationship with His people. This is clearly seen in Deuteronomy 10. Fear the Lord your God, walk in all His ways, love Him, serve Him with all your heart and soul, and keep His commandments and the statutes of the Lord. Now, as Lutherans, this is not unfamiliar to us. We walk through the Ten Commandments section of the Catechism, and it makes it clear. We are to fear and love God so that we, and then the Catechism continues to describe what we are not to do and what we are to do. All the while, we are building a relationship. A relationship not rooted in mutual respect, a relationship based on mutual agreement, certainly not, or a relationship based exclusively on awe. Our relationship to God is rooted in redemption. It's rooted in rescue and forgiveness. Our relationship has at its cornerstone being justified by grace through faith, apart from anything we could or would ever do. The great events recorded in the Old Testament have important meaning to us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul writes, "For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we may not desire evil as they did." Yet we acquire much from the fifth book of Moses, that book of Deuteronomy. We owe much to its contents, because like a neon light, it points to who we are and our relationship to the Lord. We learn of rescue and its meaning. Now, our liberation is different than the children of Israel. It's not from repressive, ruthless slavery under the boot of a Pharaoh. No, our deliverance is from brutal sin, eternal death, and the power of the devil. This is accomplished through the suffering death of Jesus on the cross. It's through the waters of holy baptism that we are made His child and extended the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are called to follow a leader. Not Moses, although appointed by God, a deliverer of the children of Israel, but Jesus, God's Son, our Savior, who supersedes Moses as the great deliverer. The Lord Jesus, who did not die as did Moses recorded in the book of Deuteronomy, but Jesus, who rose victorious over death. The Lord knows our sinful flesh, our self-centeredness and covetousness, and the battles that we have against noble ideas of surrendering our stubbornness to a great and loving God. We are not capable, and so we need the Holy Spirit. So He warns us to circumcise then your heart and stiffen your neck no more. In other words, don't be so tenacious and hard-headed. Instead, demonstrate love by doers of justice for the destitute. Show love for the sojourner as God does. Share with those in need. Enact your beliefs by being the child of God He would have you to be. Luther wrote concerning the sojourner in Deuteronomy chapter 10 in his commentary. And his passion comes out. It cannot be held back. And there's a deep sense of gratitude Luther has. And so this is what Luther writes about Deuteronomy chapter 10. Luther says, "So, if I am a fool, a despising and despised sinner, or if I've been judged, condemned, and excommunicated as a sinner, heretic, an accursed one, a blasphemer, a servant of Satan, so what? They are holy and righteous and honored and praised of high repute among the sons of God and numbered among the stars. So what? Here is the God of gods who does not regard persons or care for their gifts. He cares for me, a sinner and fool, just as they presume, and He cares for them. Heavens, if I could hold to these promises in faith, what could happen that would sadden me?" We are a sinful people. We are not capable to obey the laws and requirements of God, but through the blood of Jesus we are redeemed. Through the Holy Spirit we are invited to enter into a relationship with the God of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Our relationship, our bond with the eternal God, is exclusively based and solely accomplished by His activity and by His actions. It is given us by the redemption won for us on the cross and created and sustained by the Holy Spirit. The Lord of all sets us free to the people who respond to Jesus. And as redeemed people, as those called out of darkness, as rebellious children now forgiven by Jesus, let's be that beacon on a hill. Let's care for the sojourner. Let's be that lamp not hidden under a bushel, but living out the commandments and thanksgiving to God. Shine the light of Christ. Reveal kindness to those who wander, those in our world who are looking for peace, those desperate for solace and coming up empty. So many are trying to fill a deep hole in their heart that only the love of Jesus can fill. Love those who are part of our fellowship as well. Demonstrate to the world by our actions and interaction that the eternal peace, confidence, and joy be theirs as well who are in darkness, and have them respond to the call of the Holy Spirit. They too can be of His people, a child of God forever. And we ask this in His holy and precious name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for James Cray, who serves the Lord in Puerto Rico. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.